Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God Almighty Himself has made, and we, His personal possession, will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. This is a sweet day, a wonderful day that our Father has made, and everything that we need for this day, the wisdom, the knowledge, the ability to make right decisions, the ability to be kind, thoughtful, selfless, to be a blessing to others. Everything that we need to experience our healing from above, our shalom, everything, and we just pull down on it in Jesus' name and receive the abundance of the open window from our Father. God is good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus and me. Now, I hope that you have your hot cup of tea. It's mid-morning, and it's time for a little sit-down. Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And a nice hot cup of tea, even in the summertime. Oh, the tea is just absolutely wonderful and soothing. When we spend time with a friend, it's nothing like having a cup of tea and a friend. Hallelujah. And Jesus is our friend. Ah, yes, He calls us friends. He said, if you do what I command you to do, you are my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is our desire to always keep His commandments and do just what pleases Him, not what pleases us. Because it may feel good, it may look good. And it just looked like, I know that, I know God is pleased with that. Nope, not necessarily. We have to seek His face. We have to get to know Him. Hallelujah. When you get to know Him, you get to know what pleases Him. Amen, amen. And our walk, our talk, it must please our Father. Amen, amen. And it's so exciting. You know, when you just come to the awareness that it's about Him and we need to be pleasing our Father and not more pleasing. Mm-mm. We need to please Him. And it's very easy to do because all we have to do is get on our knees and pray and seek Him in His word, and we'll see. And the Holy Ghost is here to lead us and guide us into all truth. Now, some may find difficulties in making the adjustments because of our environment, our friends, our associates. So God will make all those adjustments as we come to it. Amen. But our heart desire is to do that which pleases God. And as we grow in His word, we will begin to find out that a lot of things we thought was okay are not okay. And we just have to pray for strength to break the bad habits. Because it is all about Him. He sent us here. He equipped us to do a work for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, when you really get into His presence, not into yourself, not into the fire that you have created and the sparks that you had kindled, but into Him, there is a peace, there is a joy that undescribable. It's just undescribable. When we honor Him as He is to be honored. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I mean, oh, you can inhale, oh, and the freedom, hallelujah, and to know that you are his personal, let me say this again, to know that you are God's personal possession. You're peculiar. You're his personal possession. And since we're his personal possession, we seek to please him. Remember, too, if God is you're his habitation, okay? You're his temple where he dwells. It must, and all of you are the light of the world. The all must flow from him through to you, through the world, that the light, the world will see him in you. So we, you know, the faking and the creating, perpetrating, that's going to cause a problem, as the older saints would say, by and by. It's fake. It's not real. We don't need any tricks and schemes. We just need him. We need his presence. We should hunger and thirst for his presence. Hallelujah. Yes. And in that, I don't care what's going on, we can inhale and call on his name. Hallelujah. And it just, a peace, shalom comes and just fills us with confidence that he is with us. Amen. I'm just saying, it's nothing like it. Now, this morning, my cup of tea is just a plain cup of black tea. I didn't drop any fruit. I didn't drop any spices. I didn't drop anything in it. I don't even know if I dropped a little sweetener in it. Just plain tea this morning. And I'd like for you to share with me what you're having and the creative teas that you have made for yourself. And look, that could be a business for someone. I'm just saying, you know, hey, just saying. God will give us creative ideas. And we have to grab them. But I wanted to read our scriptures, and if the time will allow, I want to share something with you in the same vein in which we were talking. And remember, God, the Almighty, who is worthy of our obedience, who is worthy of our praise, who is worthy of us surrendering all of us to him. He's worthy of that. We need to learn and understand and build our faith to the point where we have the what I call the faith trust, that we could just lean back and rest and depend on him. Yes, we're still talking about those that we once would say the late bloomers. We're preferring to say the on-time bloomers. Whether you're 7 or 70, 8 or 80, you're blooming in your season. God's will, God's way, God's plan, God's time. If you thought something was dead and gone and it's just impossible to happen, and then all of a sudden things are coming back and reminding you of it, it may be that it is saying to you, it is your set time. This is the time for you to come forth and what God has called you to do. A reminder of what Jesus said. And when we begin to understand we can do nothing that pleases him on our own, we must only lean and depend on our Father, as we lean and depend on Him, getting direction, getting our instructions from Him, He takes the lead. I remember a pastor friend of mine gave me a book, and one, it was a passage in there saying that don't go too fast that you're ahead of God, and don't walk so slow that you're behind. We got to walk together in sync, in harmony, flowing with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. In sync, in harmony, flowing with God, with God's plan, flowing for our life, for our purpose on this earth. And remember, too, we are spiritual beings housed in a body. Hallelujah. And God knows exactly where we are. We get so bombarded with people and how they're doing, and we forget that we are to go to God and seek Him and get in sync with what His plans are for our life. Mm-hmm. Think about it. We get so frustrated because we may be out of sync. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get so frustrated on the job. Maybe the job is to pull something out of us. Maybe the job is to cause us to grow. Maybe we're talking and complaining too much instead of asking God, okay, God, what is it? Is it that you're saying it's time for me to move? Or is there a lesson in this to build my character, my integrity, to put me in check so that I can be about your business? Mm-hmm. A big promotion could come. A better job can come. But if your character is not right, it's a flaw. If you're immature, if you're a gossiper, you don't know how to control your tongue. It's always poor me, oh my. Mm-mm. God got it. And as I talk to you, I'm encouraging myself, and we can begin to encourage each other, not so much by our talking, but demonstrating it in our walk, okay? Jesus demonstrated His. He demonstrated. He was a perfect example. He said He only did what He saw His Father. Whatever His Father told Him to do, that's what He did. And that's what He was about. He said He knew the purpose why He came, and nothing could alter that purpose. And that was a tremendous, devastating. But look what happened. We're here, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and those who are not have the opportunity because of His obedience. Think about this, and this is deep. There are other generations that's coming behind us. And what difference will we make in their lives because of our obedience or disobedience? Yes. Heritage. Quality of life. Character. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're crucial. Remember we talked about your thread in the fabric. Mm-hmm, the pattern of the fabric. Yes. Okay, how old we are. We made bad decisions, messed up, jacked up. You're inhaling, you can make it right. Turn around. Ask for forgiveness. And walk the straight and narrow. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, so these things, a better you, a better me for the Father, pleasing Him, it's a blessing. I've just gone all over. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning, but this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, and we are glad in it. We are so grateful for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness, your long-suffering, your patience. Almighty God, we thank you, Almighty God, for making the crooked way straight and bringing water in the dry places, for covering us, Almighty God, for being our refuge, very pleasant help in time of trouble. Almighty God, we thank you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we thank you that our children are protected, they are guarded and guided by you, Almighty God, that they are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, children of the Most High God, our grandchildren are saved, Almighty God. We thank you, we praise you, God. Those who are having surgery, we thank you for their speedy recovery, Almighty God. We plead the blood of Yeshua over everyone that's hearing under the sound of my voice and those that are connected to them. We thank you for opening our minds of understanding, Almighty God. We thank you for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see, Almighty God. Ears to hear your voice and your command, Almighty God. We welcome you, and we hunger and we thirst after righteousness, Almighty God. We hunger for your presence. We desire your presence. Almighty God, come, Almighty God, come, and rest, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, thank you, Father, glory be to your name, nothing like you. No one like you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his love does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Oh, you know where we're going. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. And I pray that the Lord will really cause this to generate in our spirits, and we will become more and more sensitive to this message, and we will begin to gather together and begin to pray to the God of heaven and pray that things will turn. Hallelujah. And take God will take away the sin of his people. Hallelujah. He said, if I shut up, but this is God, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now, we should take this very serious, very serious. If my people, hallelujah, and there's one says in the correct English, says, my people by whom my name is called shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear, oh God, hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you can turn your nose up and say, I don't do this and I never did this. And God said, turn from your wicked ways. Turn. Turn. You, me, all of us, come together as a one voice, confessing, turning from it. Oh, this is an accurate statement. He said, and this is a promise. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29. And 11. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterward. Okay? Just listen to that. You don't tell everything. You're on the job, you got frustrations, you're happy as you can be. Don't, you got plans, don't tell everything. Keep your mouth shut. That'll help. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understands, he will not answer. See that a man that is hearty in his words, there is no hope of a fool that of him. He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him because his son at the length. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for his word. For his word is good. Hallelujah. His word is sweet. Yes, it is. The word of the Lord is everlasting. Yes, it is. And we thank him for his word. I want to share this with you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your eyes always on the Lord, with him at your right hand. I will not be shaken. Listen. Cast your eyes always on the Lord. With him at my side, at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Isaiah 43:2 says this. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Confidence in God. When God blesses, and God gives shalom. Pray that God's blessings and peace, pray his blessings and peace over you. And I pray that even as you're praying, his blessing and peace just flows over you, over your mind of understanding and your confidence in him. Pray that it will grow stronger and stronger, that you will become a friend of God. Amen. God wants us to have faith in him. And it must be something to it, because if not, the fight and the struggle that often comes about wouldn't be so fear. If faith was not important, if confidence and God was not so important. Give that some thought. And I tell you, let this be our word for the week. Just say to yourself, I am God's personal possession. Just keep saying it. I am God's personal possession. Amen. And I like to stop and make an announcement or give an invitation. I'd like to invite you to our Sunday service at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta. The zip is 30311. And we're there every Sunday at 3 p.m. We are gathering the Harvest Ministry, and we would just love to have you come and worship with us. Again, the address is 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. Hallelujah. God bless you. I really hope that there is a Sunday that you would love, that you would come as the Lord leads and worship with us. Now, every third Sunday, we have our fellowship, and we, oh my God, no agenda, just God. Hallelujah. So please come out as the Lord direct and visit us. We will be so delighted for you to come and be a part of the service. God is good. God is moving. God is changing us. Yes, he is. He's building us up. Faith in him. Oh, he's building his soldiers up, strong and mighty soldiers of the Most High God. Believe that. Get excited about it. Think about you accomplishing things that people said was impossible. You need to go somewhere and sit down. Hallelujah. But God, what? He didn't bring me here just to inhale his air and then leave. I am a spirit being. And I worship him in the spirit. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If it is being, and I'm not minimizing this, the smallest job that you can think of, if God has called you to that place, it's serious and it's important because their souls are passing by and coming into your presence. There are people you have been assigned to. Need you. Don't count anything out. Oh, why would you want to do that? Oh, that is ridiculous. Once you get your God said, you know it, don't you dare concern yourself with it. Now, my brothers and my sisters, we are coming to the close of this, our time together. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And you know how we're going to close? It's Jude. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, until the next time, the appointed time, have a marvelous time in the Holy Ghost. Trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hunger for his presence. Hold on and don't let go. Hallelujah. Know that God is with you. He loves you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. Rest in the knowledge and don't ever forget you are his personal possession. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and until the next time, God be with you.